All right, so I had a thought. You know, they could have always just suffocated Las Vegas.
Suffocated?
I don't know,
Put
like
a giant
somehow
blanket over
put like a
it?
giant like tarp or something.
Or,
Like,
do you know how
or
big Las Vegas is?
they could have made a lot of tarps.
That is like this. That is the
I
same idea as putting a giant ice cube to save like the from the
Okay,
ocean.
All right, elevator
okay,
pitch.
I'm not.
All right, hear me out, boss. We put a giant tarp over Vegas, and they suffocate.
Do they even breathe? Do they even breathe? What a waste of tax dollars, Alex.
What? Oh. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Media Mix. It's day after the 4th of July, so happy late 4th, happy 5th, and you're watching Media Mix. It's
Yo.
Me, Nick, Zach, and Alex.
Hello.
So,
well, I'm
what's
behind
up?
The camera.
The whole
not
gang
you,
is here.
Him, Nick.
Not here. The whole gang is not here. It's only us three.
We are the gang.
Yeah, the rest are hungover. So
and
today.
Schneider's, in the, Schneider's in the cockpit right now, and there's no
He's
camera on him, so you
yeah.
never get to see him again. I'm sorry. But, yeah, this
what
week.
What movie are you doing today?
What?
What movie are you doing today?
Today, apparently we're doing Army of the Dead, because
yeah.
it's a very good movie, supposedly.
The Netflix
right?
special.
The special on Netflix.
Directed by
with,
Zack Schneider?
Zack
right?
Schneider.
Yeah, Zack Schneider.
Zack
you did
Schneider.
The
Jack Snyder.
You did the Snyder.
I don't know.
The Nick Schneider's cut of Justice League, remember?
Whatever.
I just remember, like, the, name like, shot. In the beginning of the movie, just seeing his name pop up, like, every 5 seconds. Produced by, directed by, written by, whatever.
That's why everybody's
everything
director,
was by
actor,
him.
Creative
it was so
mind.
Funny.
It's like Tommy Wiseau in the room.
Because I never pay attention to any of them. I just, like, see the repetition of just his name at least 7 times.
I'll be honest, I only watched it for Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
He's just awesome. Anyways,
I watched it because Drax is in the movie and he's not covered in blue paint. So
was it blue?
Well, it was like turquoise and then he had like red veins or something.
I thought it was.
I might be wrong. If you want to look up a picture,
I am
Drax.
Drax. Right. What color
so
was he?
We're already off the point.
It's okay.
That's fine. It's one,
that's
not,
fine. This
we, have,
movie,
no, we have fun. We have fun.
Yeah, this movie doesn't have a lot to cover in it, so. There's
we'll
only
be,
three of us to do it.
He's
we'll
like
be more derailed than we will
gray
be talking
and
about the
green
movie.
With like red.
Yeah,
I don't think it's blue.
He's like red.
It's not blue.
What are those tattoos? I don't know.
Scars.
Well, anyways, he was the star in this movie. He was the main person.
Yeah. So basically,
you wanted to read the synopsis.
I won't read it from that. But basically, there's,
oh, no.
there's a miniature outbreak in Las Vegas. And the Yakuza comes to Scott and asks him to go get their money out of the safe under their casino. So Scott goes and hires a bunch of people to help him pull this job off. And they basically have to go into this zombie kingdom, they call it.
Las Vegas.
Zombie kingdom. And they have to go get the money out of the safe, like Ocean's 8 style. Or what is it? Ocean's 11? I forget. But yeah,
I don't know
that's basically the synopsis
about.
Of the story. is basically zombie casino heist.
It's smart zombies, not even like dumb zombies.
Yeah.
I've never seen
some
this
them are
dumb
stupid,
before.
Right? And
but
then
some
of them are smart.
There's like a leader. Leaders
there's the
alphas. Are smart.
He's like
yeah,
the he's like the
people.
Apex.
They have like the alpha.
And then, yeah, there's like the original zombie.
Can we just talk
like
about
this.
How it started? Like every zombie movie
oh
ever. The government screws up and boom, zombies. So
it wasn't that much of the government's fault. It was more like the newlyweds' fault.
Oh yeah, like wasn't
the
it like
guy
a guy
getting head?
Roadhead specifically.
Roadhead runs into
my,
a government containment vehicle holding a alpha zombie for whatever reason, and he escapes and he's like, "Oh hey, look, Las Vegas." So.
Yeah,
I like the drivers in the army trucks just like spouting bullshit. They're like, "Oh, it's like we're
coming
driving over Winfrey, yeah." And and these people just crash into them, and they're like, "Oh shit, HQ command, Oprah Winfrey is out of the box, I repeat. And then HQ is being super non-tactical. And
they were like not helpful at all. They were just like, leave.
Leave. Also, leave immediately.
When that lady told him over the walkie-talkie to leave, and he waited a good 20 seconds to warn everybody else. I counted. Like,
there was a lot of trepidation in her voice. He just tells his guys, yeah, get away from
guys,
that.
Guys, get away.
They don't want to mess up with it. Just, you know, like,
and then they die.
You sure?
Stuff like that happens a lot in this movie. It happens a lot in a lot of zombie movies, or just horror films in general. Like, they're like,
they're just going to explore the basement stupid.
That's full of
any
demons.
Movie.
Yes,
they're written any stupid movie. For the sake of plot.
Oh my god! Like a part at the end, I just we'll talk about that later.
Like,
but
what if they just close the container and just like talk in the bomb safe?
Why don't they just?
Or they just drown him?
Why don't they like, just not run into the so guy hard. Getting head?
Why didn't he just not get head?
Why don't people just pay all attention that while fun. Driving? This is why the whole movie took place, because people don't pay attention while they drive.
So don't text and drive.
Just like, hey, why don't you just run up there and flip that door up?
Close it real quick.
The guy was like slowly walking towards it with his.
Oh my god, he was like teasing that like undead like zombie or whatever.
Yeah,
they call him the undead different parts of the movie.
Yeah,
it's like they're obviously undead. Dead.
They ever call them zombies?
No, they call them the undead. We just call them zombies. So, I may be wrong.
Okay. I didn't really pay attention to that. I don't know.
I think they just call them shamblers, I think. It's like kind of Chandler the closest Bing. Thing to a zombie.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's what I heard.
Moving forward. So the next part of the movie, what happened?
The team
gets recruited by
there's that
rich
montage
guy.
Of people dying slash like Scott and all his friends like getting people out of Vegas.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
But how did they even get out of Vegas? Hmm? Like, the whole thing was closed off. How did they get out?
Because of...
just a ladder sitting inside?
Convenient plot writing. Because they,
they should have explained
last,
it.
They got through the last,
They got through the last, like, wall piece. I was
no, because the last that? No, the last wall piece, those people got crushed.
Yeah.
And they were
still inside. I thought they were inside.
No, they made it out before them.
Oh,
that lady, yeah. I guess that was her daughter. They didn't really clarify. I guess the...
Yeah, that was like really... It. That was really,
I guess
like,
the show don't tell...
Sad.
Like, I mean, Aspect was trying to, like, communicate this is that lady's daughter. That's why they're getting so emotional. And then she ends up dying while holding her kid because they both get crushed. So...
That's probably why they had, like, the pictures set up when they were there just, like, holding the picture frames behind, like, the backdrop. Remember this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that's kind of
I feel like they could have used that scene to be a little more, like, dramatic. Like
emotional, too.
Yeah, like, what if they had it to where, like... So, like, the main character, obviously, he had to shoot his wife because she was a zombie. And...
Mm-hmm. And I thought his daughter hated him for that, but apparently
yeah,
not.
So did I, because she, like... I don't know, in the cut scene where he did that, she, like, cried and ran away or something? I don't really
Did she run? I thought she just fell.
She ran away, fell,
she tripped
and was forever mad at her daddy for killing her mommy, even though it was justified.
Yeah.
But, like,
I really
in that scene,
like
what if they used that scene for, like, maybe, like, the mom was grabbed by the zombies, and then, like, the container fell on her, and he had to, like...
He had time. He had the option to save him or save her, but he like chickened out or something.
Well, like maybe he had to like grab his daughter from running to certain death.
Mm.
Just an idea, Zack Snyder. Anyways,
yeah, Zack Snyder, take advice
from Media
Zach
Mix.
Media Mix over here.
Anyway, the other Zack.
Yeah, the better Zack, right?
Moving on.
So those graphics when they showed like. That like in the beginning when his jaw was getting ripped off, and then when like the zombie tiger like bit his face, and then
oh yeah,
the other dude's like head exploded.
The gory graphics weren't like very realistic, but they were fun.
I was just surprised they showed that much detail.
It's a Netflix special,
bro. They showed like boobs in the first 5 minutes.
But they had a little tits on it, so it's okay.
Like a whole three sets of boobs is pretty epic.
Killer zombie boobs.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell what direction they were trying to go with the tone of this movie. Like, were they trying to be sort of lighthearted or super serious? Because like,
confusing. Because like, they had both. Like parts trying to like make it more emotional, but it also it wasn't an emotional movie.
Kind of felt flat.
Yeah. I don't know what I feel about this movie.
I would classify this movie as an action movie and nothing.
Like a
zombie adventure movie.
Semi cheesy zombie. Yeah,
it was quite an adventure.
Well, not what I want to take.
Their whole point for going in there was really stupid. And also, like, they got nothing out of it.
Well, it was a cover-up.
Yeah, it was true.
Well, let's keep talking about the story. Like, they eventually... How long goes by after that opening scene?
They said it was many years. The daughter said it's been years.
Why'd they wait that long to nuke the city? They're just like,
they waited until the 4th of July. Like, the big boom on the big day.
About that.
It'd be really cool.
It would be really patriotic and cool. And
super cool and badass.
They definitely... I don't know if I should even bring...
Happy 4th.
I don't know if I should even bring this up, but they definitely were like, I think, throwing shade at Donald Trump in that movie. Like, having Donald Trump as the president. Like, even on the TV, they had, like, the presidential poll, like, with, like, how many people, like, are okay with the president being the president. And it was, like, 0% approval rating or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, in the headlines, there's just, like, the president thought it would be really cool to nuke it, the city on the 4th. It's just...
They were like, just quote, really silly.
I wonder quote, if, really cool. I wonder if you, wait, never mind. Well, I don't want to say anymore.
Okay.
Don't want to get too political. Never mind.
Donald Trump. So, yeah, the city's going to get nuked in, like, on the 4th because patriotism.
Wasn't this, like, supposed to be, like, the 5th? Or then they, like, moved it up to, like, the 4th?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They were there, like, oh, 24 hours earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this team, they got Dave Bautista. I don't know what his character's name was.
Dave Bautista?
The main guy.
Scott.
Scott. They got Scott, and they're like, hey, get a team together. There's a bank in the basement of a
casino.
Yeah.
And there's, like, $1 million in there.
Yeah, and Saito is like,
I'll give you
$50 million to, like, distribute amongst your colleagues how you see fit.
Yeah.
So.
Also, his name's Scott Ward.
Yeah, Scott's Ward. Just like, all right, cool. $15 million goes to me. $15 million goes to my side hoe, whatever her name was.
Her bitch.
Yeah, his side bitch. And then $15 million goes to his daughter, I guess. And
no, we're not at that
Maria?
Yet. Because he didn't even know where his daughter was at that point.
Get anything out of it? Like, he didn't offer her, like, any money.
Yeah, he did.
He did, and he was
he was forced.
I'll give you $15 million to pay for college.
Well, I didn't hear that part.
I don't know. It was
like,
really
I wouldn't have paid her because he didn't want her in the first place.
No,
like,
he didn't.
In there.
That,
I would not.
Wait, he didn't want her in the first place?
That arc?
To be there.
He didn't want her. I thought you just meant, like...
Oh, her in general?
In her entire life.
No.
I didn't even want you.
I thought the main plot was okay. Like, it's whatever. They're going to risk their lives to get money. People would do that in real life. So.
Yeah.
But the side, like, arc with her, with, like, his daughter, I thought was the stupidest thing ever. Like, she wanted to go into the city, not for the money, but because...
To was save it her even dumb her friend? Friends?
Yeah.
Did it she even, like, know the person?
Yeah, she knew her.
Because she had kids, so
but the
there
kids
was also that
there.
Aspect. No, the kids they were crying. They were in there, but they're like, where'd my mommy? So she was like, I'm going to go get your mommy,
point.
Don't worry.
I'm going in there. There's zombie tigers and shit?
Hell no.
I ain't doing that.
I would have ran out when I saw him. Like, if that's the intro, I don't want to see the outro. Hell no.
Yeah, so the... So the
also, in this movie, you will find zombies whose sex organs work and can have babies.
That was pretty epic.
I did not expect that to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. Zombie virginity lost.
That.
Yeah, that's a whole okay. Other arc that's not even concluded because.
What happened
friggin'
to the baby?
I don't even know what happened to the baby.
Did
like,
he just die?
Because the apex, I'm just going to call the top zombie the apex.
That's fine.
And then he has a side hoe as well. It was like one of the alphas, and she wears like a goofy little crown.
She was one of the dancers. She was, main she was a dancer.
Yeah, she was like the main. Yeah, he I was. Think she was his main hoe.
No one was she.
She was like the queen dancer. I don't know.
Well, it's I don't really know. I don't know how Vegas works. Because, like, if you think about it, they're just two random, like, zombie people that just got zombified. And now they're just, like, well, having babies.
We don't really know much about the Apex guy. I think he was, like...
That's true. But the other, like the other
ancient
person.
Being. The other person just, like, died recently.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she is his side hoe.
But yeah, like...
The main hoe's watching right now.
That scene where they So well, they get dead, they make so. The sacrifice to like that one rapey guard from the internment zone or whatever.
Yeah, Mr.
Fuck
Rape.
And
we're gonna call him Mr.
They take
Rapey.
Him they take him to like the Apex's lair where all the alphas are, and the Apex puts his head up to the chick's stomach and is like, "Oh, we have a baby." Oh, and then they all throw like a little baby bash. Yeah, baby
it's
shower.
It's a baby.
It's a boy or a girl. We don't know yet because we don't have computers, so
where's that?
Then
no, they just destroyed all the computers. They were there. It's no longer there.
Yeah. And then like I don't know what happened to the baby because after she got decapitated and then the Yakuza spy guy was like, "I'm gonna take this head back because it's worth millions of dollars, like more than what you guys are getting."
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is originally what it was all about. Like it was all a cover up.
Yeah.
The guy who made the dude get the team together, he originally just wanted to send a spy in with them to get a sample of blood, because I guess it's worth a lot more than what was in the vault. And he ended up just decapitating a zombie and getting the whole head instead, because that's just better.
Which, why didn't they just do that? Like, why didn't... Like, she was there when, like, they first went in. It would have saved them all that trouble.
Yeah, but then they shoot him in the head. And they want the head, I guess.
Well, I mean, what if they did know? Like, if I was just being told that we're going in there for that, I'd be like, okay. I get some the cut, I just go in and make sure you don't.
I guess he
killed.
Doesn't want to pay them the cut.
Bro, that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Saito from Inception could just been like, go bring me all the alpha heads. I'll pay you millions of dollars. But
I mean, I think we could all agree the story is just a little silly.
It
you
is
know what
it
kind of
silly.
Reminded me of?
Dude, the guy tried to bamboozle them, like, so many times, and he just kept failing. Like, he tried to cut off that one chick who was with Mikey, that one, like, delinquent guy. And, like...
Who's Mikey?
He's, the guy who kept doing collats on the zombies. He was that little... He's like a little gangster or something, I don't know.
He was the guy who'd, like, sneak in.
One with, like... Blonde, like curly hair up top. Not the German, the
and
other
his,
one.
Yeah. His side hoe is the one who died, like, but she was like going all John Wick on the zombies. It was super cool. But then she died because, like, they were all like swarming her.
Yeah. Like every other person.
And she didn't die the way I thought she would either.
How did she die?
No, she died like a badass.
Well, the way it happened was they were going through a horde in a dark area, and the leader would put down glow sticks to lead the way. And the spy was just a dick, and he was the second to last. So he took the last glow, or he took one of the glow sticks and threw it.
Yeah. Wait, was that the one with like the red like bandana around her head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was the same person as like the main dude side hoe.
No.
So I was kind of confused. Like, damn, they killed her off already. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You got some balls.
But yeah, he was like, Mikey was like on the guy's ass. He was like, "Bro, what happened to my side chick, bro?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't know what happened, man. I think she died." And then she comes through the window.
She jumps through the window.
And the guy, he was like, "Oh, shit."
And
that's when he knew.
What
he
made me upset
up.
Is they didn't really even try to help her after she jumped through the window.
Yeah,
they
she's just kind of like on the ground. They're all just she's sitting like, there with like all these guns. And they're just like, "No way. That's so cool."
The woman. Anyway. And then she gets surrounded. She's like, whatever. And then he puts a bullet in the gas can on her back.
And it explodes.
A lot of zombies.
Yeah.
I figured at that point she'd at least scream out, "That guy betrayed me."
Yeah.
Not, "Run, go! Take that guy who stabbed me in the back! Get out of here!"
And I figured they'd at least have some sort of, like, maybe some suspicion maybe that he did something because they were the last two out. Mm-hmm. No.
You thought Mikey would take that suspicion somewhere? Nah, completely dropped.
Disregarded.
All evidence, all assumptions just dropped after that scene. Mikey never questioned anything ever again in his whole life. Stupid. Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
I was going to say, like, do you know what this like movie kind of reminded me of?
Yeah.
Do you know that scene from Wreck-It Ralph 1 where they go into, like, the bug area?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you try and get the thing at the top of the tower, but Arson's is, like, the vault, but instead of bugs, it's zombies.
Yeah.
It's literally the same storyline.
Is that, like, the scene where you also, like, Wreck-It Ralph's the whole volcano?
Or is that's in, like, the end in, like, the sugar land. I'm talking about, like, you know, all the bugs flying everywhere and trying to get to the top of the tower.
Is that close to the end?
The bugs is in the beginning.
That's in the beginning?
Yeah. Okay. I thought I knew what you were talking about.
No, I don't.
I thought you were going to talk about the second movie where there's just a ton of Ralphs.
Oh, I haven't seen the second movie yet. Okay. Yeah. I've only seen the first, so
I just watched it because it was on Disney Plus.
I'm probably going to watch it soon.
If you want us to do Wreck-It Ralph, leave
now,
a comment.
We'll do Wreck-It Ralph. I like those movies. The second one's one of my favorites.
Wreck-It Ralph is good. Mm. Anyway, back to the movie we're talking about.
No, we have fun.
A zombie movie.
All right. Well, I got some topics I can talk about.
What happened to the baby? Like, the zombie baby?
Oh, well, what happened
they ate
was...
it, obviously.
No.
I didn't like that scene, but he took the decapitated body back to the zombie headquarters, and he like laid the body on the ground, and he was like
he did a DIY C-section,
and then he like he
literally
dug up the fetus, and he was holding the like blue glowing fetus,
and then it turned into like normal skin color. It changed colors.
I think it died.
That's, well, I mean,
why would he
she was
hold
already
it up
dead.
Like it was Simba. It
but
was like...
its mom's already dead, so how does something that's dead create something alive? Is that, like, also dead? Or is it just, like...
Well, they're both undead.
I think it was dead, because the zombie would have been not as pissed off, I feel like.
Like, I was confused. I was like, he's sad. He's very sad right now. And then he's, like, screaming, and everyone's, like, lifting their arms, and he's like, oh, he's crying tears of joy.
Well,
he's crying
tears of joy. I don't know why we're talking about this, because, spoiler alert, it gets nuked anyways.
Yeah.
So, it's dead.
None of it matters.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's dead.
I mean, none of this movie matters, because they all die.
Mm-hmm. They
halfway
spoiler alert. They all die.
Not everyone. Not everyone.
Well, I didn't see the complete end.
Well,
so
our favorite character lives.
Who?
Well... We'll mention that when the time comes.
No, but... the time has come. Let's talk about it.
No.
Kate lives.
Who the hell is
really?
Kate?
The daughter?
Jay.
The one that was supposed to be there in the first place?
Yeah.
Hold on.
She
Your
lives.
Favorite character is the daughter?
Yeah.
Why?
JK,
we're your type?
Just kidding.
I'm not hooking up with Kate?
Psych. I say psych. I don't... Fuck Kate. Fuck Kate. She's
so I don't bad. Have a crush on her. Fuck her.
Stop, you guys.
I hate you, Dad. You murdered my wife. You murdered my mom. She was turning into a zombie. Yeah, shut your mouth, you dickhead. Mm. Well, poor Scott, you know. Poor Scott. I really do feel bad for Scott in this movie. He just wants to open up a restaurant and have a daughter that loves him. And he just ends up dying... And also still has a terrible daughter.
I miss Jack.
Jack? Rest in peace, Jack.
He didn't die. He's just busy.
Yeah, he's busy.
Anyways.
Jack's busy.
Well, why don't you think Vicky's not here either?
Yeah, we missed Jack and Vicky.
Okay, back to the movie. All right, so I had a thought. You know, they could have always just suffocated Las Vegas.
Suffocated?
Like,
suffocated?
Put, like,
I
don't know, like,
put a giant blanket over
put,
it?
Put like a giant like tarp or something.
Or,
like,
do you know how big Las Vegas is?
There could have been a lot of tarps.
That is like this. That is the same idea as putting a giant ice cube to save, like... the from the
okay.
ocean.
All right, elevator pitch.
I'm not.
All right, hear me out, boys. We put a giant tarp over Vegas, and they suffocate.
Do they even breathe? Do they even breathe? What a waste of tax dollars, Alex. Jeez.
Oh, man. Anyway. It's never been done if you ever tried to suffocate a zombie.
How would they even do that? Half the people didn't even believe the zombies were there.
Yeah, the fun, that lady's like, oh, really? I don't think they're actually there. Go on for yourself, bitch. Put a little window in there for you. You can tap on the window. Scare them all.
I mean, there are literally videos. See, that didn't make sense because there's videos on the internet of guys killing the zombies.
Yeah, that's what Mikey was doing.
Like, that's what he was doing, and they're like, fake. Like,
yo, but watch this. I'm getting the FaZe Clan. Boom, 2-for-1. Oh, boom, 3-for-1. Let's go. Boom, another 2-for-1. Couldn't do 4-for-1.
So, like, he got in the FaZe Clan.
So what part are we even at? I guess they fly into the city. Or no, they sneak their way in.
Yeah. Also, let me talk about that real quick. Why don't they just get an actual helicopter that they had and fly there? Like, they're like, they said that they couldn't, but like,
again, the mob probably because the government would shoot them down.
But fuck the government, just it's so annoying.
Donald Trump would shoot them down. He already sent in a crew before with a helicopter, I think.
I think they did.
Well, because isn't that why there's a helicopter on the roof to begin with?
Well, I think there was just one there from the years ago when it, you know, all happened.
Why would the Huey have a helicopter?
Maybe for those, like, rich boys that don't want to walk.
Well, because it brings up the point of, like, when they go into the vault, the two guys are talking about how, like, see these bodies on the ground? That's like us from an alternate dimension or something.
They should definitely have like used that in some sort of sense.
They
like put
they,
a, just a twist on the movie.
It was so dude, weird like, they, though, because
I didn't know how to take it.
I'm like, is that actually what's happening? Or
I was totally just expecting like when Scott dies, he just wakes up 24 hours from now, like Edge of Tomorrow style.
What happened in
that movie? No. That movie, like, you haven't seen that movie with Tom
no.
Cruise? He's like on the front lines of like this human alien war, and he keeps dying. And every time he dies, he just comes back like 24 hours ago, and keeps reliving the same day.
So kind of like a lot of movies, like Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Basically, just redo the whole day over and over again.
Yeah, I keep redoing. Okay.
See, that's he developed the movie I like did
a
watch.
Except yeah. It's a cheesy zombie movie.
Yes. Yeah, they don't do anything with it. The guy,
that would have been a good ending, though, if he just woke up but didn't remember anything.
I think he wanted to leave the ending to where they could make a second one.
Do you think they are going to make a second one?
Nah.
I wonder what the Rotten Tomatoes are for
they
the
should second one. They shouldn't make a second one, in my opinion.
Yeah, because the movie wasn't...
I think it was fine the way it was. I think
the movie was good enough for...
It was a watchable film that was enjoyable. After watching it, I could say I enjoyed that. I'm never watching it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Sorry, Dave Bautista.
It got a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Audience score or tomato score?
Tomato. Audience really? Is 75.
Yeah. Screw Rotten Tomatoes. MediaMix is way better. Rotten Tomatoes has terrible scores on a lot of things.
Rotten Tomatoes is so mainstream.
They only have like 250 views.
MediaMix is underground, like so underground that only
we know about
only
it.
Only 25 people watch us.
26. My mom.
Hey. Anyway. Zach's mom. What's up? But okay. We were talking about how good the movie was. No, we were talking about
the
stupid Groundhog Day aspect that they all decided right. to
well,
include.
That they could have done.
I like how the Safecracker guy was like, "That's so cool, bro." Bro, I just cracked a safe. Let's go. And they're like, okay.
Oh my god, there was just so much time in that scene. Just yeah, like did. Delaying it. Like, you literally. So annoying. Like, they know they're on a timestamp because they're going to explode.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my god.
And
I opened it.
And at this point, they knew the missile, the nuke, because they knew the city was going to get nuked in a couple days. They moved it forward so they had
90 minutes.
To get out of the city before it gets nuked. And oh my god, from in some of the scenes they took their sweet ass time.
Yeah, I've been running the whole time.
It would have been. Yeah, should have been. Fuck the booby traps. I'm like,
just running through the whole
thing. You are hustling at that.
Also, they're all just like, we're about to get nuked. Okay, cool. Okay,
I guess a lot of them just wanted to die.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
that helicopter chick didn't really care much. She was just like, don't even tell me what the job is about. I'll take $2 million. I don't care what it is. If you want me to fight a honey badger, that's pretty. I'll do it. I'll fight a honey badger. Yeah. She did not want to know.
She didn't really care.
She's like, I hate my life.
I mean, to be fair, she had the best position there, because even if they didn't come out and, I don't know, they were like, she could just flew away.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm.
No questions asked.
I honestly.
So, note to self, learn how to fly a helicopter.
Which, yeah.
That way, get
the easiest job for the bank heist.
She also had to fix it, though. Like, it was broken.
I mean, mechanic guy screams and yells when they're fixing shit, and it doesn't really work out 100% most of the time. They're like, fucking shit! You know,
fun fact.
Then, like, 30 minutes in, they're like, got to work!
And fun fact, she wasn't even supposed to play that role.
Who was?
Shit, I don't remember his name. I know his face so well, but, Chris
Is he a part
D'Ella?
Of the cast?
Am I saying his name right? He's like a comedian.
I've seen him before. That dude's funny as shit.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He was so funny. I don't know. Nick will put up a picture of him.
Probably.
Or show it to the camera right now, so in case he doesn't.
No, Nick, pop, boom. Okay, that'll work for him.
Or
boom.
If anyway. It's not there, just Google it.
Sure. Look up the cast of the movie, and he's actually on the list of the cast.
But he's not ever
in the movie, because he was taken out. He was supposed to be that pilot.
God, that would have been so funny.
He had his role removed because he had, like, sexual allegations against him or something.
What?
Which, I don't know how that even turned out. I never heard of that.
That still would have been fucking hilarious.
That could go either way. I don't really know.
Speaking of, like, the different roles, like, do you notice when they're introducing different roles of, like, their group, the price, like, how much they're getting paid, kept going lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, they kept offering lower and lower to every new
member.
They're
like, they're kind of running out of money right now.
Each one of them was like, that's a lot of money. No, it's not.
Like, I didn't pay $15 million.
You know what's getting paid?
Yeah, I thought they were going to eventually come, like, make that a plot at, like, some point. I thought they were going to, like, you're getting paid how much?
Kinda like, we're the Millers?
Yes. Yeah. Like, the meme.
Y'all getting paid?
No. What if they, like, factioned off? They're like, we're going to take this money for ourselves. Fuck the Yakuza. We're not giving them money.
Yeah, I thought a lot of that was going to happen. Never did. Speaking of,
they were like, yeah, he's here, so we can make sure we don't steal the money. That dude wasn't there when they opened the vault. He was out, like, killing the zombies.
Yeah, because, like, the...
Well, he... I mean, I think...
The whole point was, like, the money's not important. The head of that alpha
He'd still be
worth.
On the
True,
plane.
True, but, like, if you wanted to make it, like, look more realistic, like, that was the plan.
Yeah, but
he would have killed the zombie and then gone to when they were opening the vault.
Yes, but it's not like they could just run away with the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's going
to
go...
They have to go all the way up to the...
If his plan worked out the way he thought it would...
I mean, they could just put, like, put it in their pockets. He could... Take some.
Also, because, you know, when he locked the hatch and he was like, I'm going to go kill the... helicopter pilot and drive out of here with the head. Why did he go to the ground floor where the tiger was? Why didn't he just keep going up to the helicopter pad? Did you notice that?
See, I was like getting changed and ready whenever that scene happened.
Did you notice that, Zach?
Now that you mention it.
It was like the scene right before that guy dies horrifically.
Can we talk about how good the tiger looked though? Like out of all the CGI in the movie,
it
was pretty cheesy. But the horse and the tiger looked great.
There's a horse?
Yeah, the alpha rides
the
horse.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the horse didn't even look that great.
I didn't even see how he looked.
The way they gashed his face up during the tiger scene, that looked disturbing. No, I thought it looked disturbing.
Yeah.
It was disturbing because it looked so bad.
I didn't think it looked bad really in that great. Aspect. Like, I thought...
There was a cut where... It looked so fake. Like, you could tell his head wasn't even, like, where his head should be.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Like, all
whatever.
The little blood, like, the blood just kind of, like, squirting
out
his neck.
But the,
like,
yeah,
that.
When, if you're talking about, like, when the zombie finally bit, like, his head off.
Not that.
That looked fine. I think that was, like,
That looked fine, too, but I'm talking about, like, how messed up his face was. Like, gross.
Yeah.
Like uncanny gross, not like cheesy gross, you know.
God, if I had to say one word about this movie, it's
it's just that.
It's not even a word, it's just a sound.
It's just like, it's not bad. It's not amazing. I think
it's bad. Aside from all the cool action, it's just like, I don't know. The world would have been just fine without it. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't really like it.
It was definitely a way to show if Dave Bautista could do a... I love his last name. If he could, like, do a lead role. Because he's been in Hollywood for a little bit now, and he's been taking these side roles, and he's gotten really popular with them, especially with Marvel being Drax. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's going to end pretty soon, because I'm pretty sure his last Marvel movie is going to be the third Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he said he's going to stop being Drax after that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But... So I think he tried to use this movie because this movie did gain some clout.
Apparently, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it did.
Yeah, it gained a lot of eyes because of the director and some of the people in it.
I wonder who the director was.
Zack Snyder. Anyway,
sorry, good.
But yeah, it was just like, I think he really took the role to. It was Hollywood's way of deciding if he was going to be good enough to take lead roles from now on.
Yeah. Do you think he, like, is going to? Or if he, like, after doesn't, this
movie,
like...
I don't think he's going to be given lead roles.
Do you think he's going to be given, like, other side roles?
Depending on how popular the movie definitely. Is.
He'll, like, what? He will be considered for the big meathead. Not that many lines
more, like,
guy.
In Father
I don't know. Head. I think depending... Because, like, I really don't like the movie, but speaking of, like, how popular it's gotten, depending on how popular it gets, I think he might still get lead roles.
I mean,
because like
a movie can be popular, but they see how well they act in it as well.
Yeah,
because I don't think he did that great as a lead role, just because his voice is sometimes hard to understand at times.
Yeah,
because he's so
like I could understand him.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite line from him was when he yelled at Katie. He was like, "Kate, shut up."
My favorite line was like, it wasn't even a big part, and it was like, it was just him like shouting fuck. they're like running away from the zombies. He was like just shooting him with his I don't know, his fully automatic rifle, and it just clicks and he just shouts fuck. And he has like 8 more mags and he just reloads and it keeps going. It's just like,
that scene was pretty cool. He threw a whole ass like blackjack table at the zombies, and they all just went like, right? He was just like bulldozing through all the zombies.
So should we continue keep on talking about the story?
Well, I want to like ask or just bring something up.
Why?
When people are living right outside of Las Vegas in those tents, why?
They're like the refugee camp.
Like,
why? No, like the little like
poor or like.
They were the survivors from the from Las Vegas.
So if survive an attack, why would you stay right next to the attack instead of moving?
Well, that's why I was a little confused, because I thought it was like a month after the opening cutscene.
Yeah,
you said it was like years.
Yeah,
why is the city even still there?
Mm-hmm.
It should have been nuked months, years ago.
Honestly,
in my
opinion.
I don't know. I guess they were like...
It seemed like they were trying to like keep all the people who were from Vegas isolated in case they are infected.
Maybe.
It's been multiple years. But they could still keep them isolated, just not next to like Las Vegas. Like, if I was in Jurassic Park, I wouldn't want to stay on like the mini island next to Jurassic Park. I want to go back to the mainland. Like, I don't want to be on anywhere close to that.
I just want
to
go home.
Zombies or dinosaurs? No, just bring me back.
Take me home.
I would just want to be Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I want to be Chris Pratt in this movie too, because he's not in it.
Same universe, just years later.
What if he played the lead role? What would you guys think?
In this movie,
yeah,
Chris Pratt, it would probably be better.
Probably
maybe like more like comedic.
I think
he
so.
He probably would have a daughter. Possibly.
I think it would have balanced that sort of comedic and like serious tone better. Or not like comedic, but more, it'd be more lighthearted. So I think that's what they were trying to go for a little bit.
But he'd, like, he'd having, definitely be better acting at that.
Having like Drax play it though, like Drax brings a lot more like
he serious. Fits, and, he like, fits the character more.
Yes, but like not the movie. The character, but not the movie.
Right. I think so it should have been written a little differently from... If he was going to be the main character, it should have been written a little differently.
It kind of feels like it was written by, like, a college or high school student for an assignment.
Hey, like, that's Zack Snyder you're talking about.
He made the Justice League, okay?
He made the Justice League Snyder cut.
I don't know.
What other movies has he made?
I didn't even watch it.
I haven't watched Justice League either.
Me neither.
Maybe we will if we have the media mix.
We'll have to... Do
why don't you
comment
down below, and we'll see if we'll do that one. So comment down below, Zach.
Daily.
Zach decides all our movies.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah? What movie are we doing next? Jurassic Park or something?
Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
No, we were
oh, fine. Don't spoil it.
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island. Planet.
Whatever.
Shut up.
Treasure Island. We're calling on Treasure Hunt today.
Okay. Well,
were there any other standout characters that you liked / hated?
Let me ask this. Would you rather have saw the pilot that we got or the one that should have been?
The one that should have been, because I know who he is and he's very funny. Yeah, I also know who she is. I recognize her. But
I recognize them both, yes. I do like the actor that ended up playing
the role. She honestly did pretty well. Like, I liked her sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Through
I think
through.
She fit the role fine. I think they had to probably change the role.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But
the other guy, I can't name him, but I've seen his specials, like his comedy specials. His humor would have been... like really good for this movie, I feel like.
I think it would have been so.
Then him
I think it would have been
Chris
so
Pratt
good.
In this movie. Oh my god!
Enough with Chris Pratt.
No, I'm just
he's
saying.
He's a great
Chris
guy.
And Dave
you're mentioning so
Pratt
much.
He
thought
he'd be
in Friends.
We get John Mulaney in this.
Chris Pratt had his own. Chris Pratt got his own.
John Mulaney is the apex zombie.
You got Jeff Dunham.
Oh, Jeff Dunham.
What is going on? What are you guys going on about? Where does Jeff,
movie.
Where does Jeff Dunham come into this?
You got a jalapeno on a stick.
He brings in Peanut and
Walter.
Walter.
Maybe we should do a Jeff Dunham special anyway.
Yeah,
I kind of wouldn't do that. Comment down below, Zach, if he wants to. All right.
Imagine Jeff Dunham's Walter as Scott.
Stop!
My
Stop.
God, Kate, shut the hell up!
That was so funny.
We've lost our
stupid.
Way.
How's that?
We're fucking stupid.
We've lost our way.
It's late.
It's pretty late.
Okay.
It was raining out. I had to drive all the way here in the rain.
Yes, it was 4.
Oh Nick God. Was like, "Pick up some soda on the way, will ya?"
I'll pay
yeah,
you.
Because we're fucking tired.
And I didn't.
So
my mistake.
He hasn't eaten yet. We just.
I
ate.
Haven't
either.
Hungry.
Anyways.
That's okay. I got some fast stories.
If we don't have anything.
I
else
do
to
have
touch
stuff
on,
to talk about.
We have to finish the movie. We haven't even talked about the ending.
God, Zach.
Oh my! I have to take control because nobody's here. Okay. We don't have Mason to go on about the movie for 10 hours.
Yeah, we're to talk about Amber.
Nick's doing his homework like a baby.
We'd be a fun.
I don't know. Give a round of applause for our editor.
He's sleeping.
I'm Cleep.
Confetti.
More work for him.
More work for him.
Audio. That's all you're getting.
Oh no.
No
audio.
Camera.
We go on Spotify.
Our first Spotify special.
Everything's going on Spotify. I don't know what you mean.
Okay. So all they're gonna hear is that.
All right, moving on.
What so you know how like most like action movies or like whatever is set in New York? I haven't really seen any in like Las Vegas.
Oh,
I mean, if it's not New York,
but like if you choose like either New York or Las Vegas, I see a lot more in New York. Yeah,
I feel like there have been movies in Vegas, skyscrapers and stuff. Yeah,
but like Las Vegas is a lot of like.
Did you watch From Dusk Till Dawn?
No.
Did you ever watch that movie? Anybody ever watch that movie?
I heard that song.
These people like go to. I think
no, they don't go to Vegas. They go to Mexico.
Again, not helpful, Alex.
So never mind. Forget what I was talking about.
Okay.
But
most people do anyways. It's okay.
I thought it was relevant because I thought it took place in Vegas, but it doesn't, so I'm stupid. My bad. All
right,
I don't think any other place.
You're making me do the noise again. Vegas.
I'm sorry.
Should we just go on in the movie? Zombie Overlord gets pissed. He goes after them. They finally crack the vault open. They get the money.
Safecracker guy nuts his pants when it opens. He's like...
He's German.
And then most of them get the money, go out, and then, well, where's my daughter at? Has anyone seen my daughter? Daughter pisses off to go find the friends. Stupid.
Oh, no.
At that point, I'd be like, okay, she's dead. Screw it. I'm getting the money. I'm getting out of here.
What a great father.
I mean, and apparently, then, according to me, he didn't even want her in the first place.
Yeah,
I mean, he loved her because there's a lovey-dovey scene where they talk about it, and she's like, "You think I didn't like you because you killed my mommy?" And he's like,
"Well, you're dumb." Well,
yeah, I thought so. And she was like,
"I mean, that's kind of why, but
no, that's not why. You just never talked to me."
I feel like that's
which is kind of a dick move. Which is a little bit of a dick move, but fits his character for not talking to her. Because why would he?
Yeah.
Anyways,
that seems very awkward.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them having dinner. So she's like, "So, Dad, remember that time where you slit Mom's throat when she was a zombie?"
He didn't slit her throat.
Oh yeah.
He stabbed
remember
her
when
head.
You stabbed Mom in her head with a knife because she was a zombie? And he just leaves the room because he's like, "Fuck you, Kate. Get out of my house."
Okay.
Dude, that was funny. Anyways.
Yeah, it was so. It wasn't funny.
Okay.
No, we're funny.
I'm Jack. Where's Jack?
So
just
when,
joshing you, bro.
Just
joshing.
When they walk into the land, like the Las Vegas, why are they all dried out? Like, are they just like laying there sleeping? Like
they got sun. They got
Sunburn.
What
are you talking about? Like when they first entered Las Vegas, and there's like all those piles of just like bodies. Zombies. And...
Yeah, I think they just were out in the sun too long.
Well, if it's like, been years, which I can't be right.
I don't know.
Could you imagine standing in the same spot?
Just waiting.
No,
because
I'd be
at the door.
Dead. I'd be the corpse on the ground.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Well, because you said something about like being like. Dried out or no?
Yeah,
like,
dried up by
rain
the sun.
Something.
I think she said that train. Rain part is a joke. But
I don't know. Honestly, I couldn't. Because
they literally look like skeletons. I don't.
Oh yeah. Like,
maybe there are a couple live ones under there.
It doesn't make sense because the alpha was there the whole time, and the zombies kind of follow him around. So
he
why
rides
were,
a horse.
Why were they at the gate standing there the whole time? Oh, maybe they were just the dead ones that got shot.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm stupid.
I don't know, because if, like, the government came in and tried to, like, kill them with, like...
Probably.
...helicopters and...
I'm sure they tried a lot of things before leading up to a nuke, because a nuke's pretty extreme, especially on your own land, because that's going to take years to just go back to normal.
Yeah, and there's, like, there's nothing around that area.
Right.
Like, there's just Las Vegas and nothing.
Las
is that, like, in real life?
Yes, it is,
been.
Because,
really?
I mean, I've never been there, but I know it's just nothing. I mean, I'm sure there are like houses around it, but it's in the middle of a damn desert. It is
the stupidest
place for it. But
it makes more sense for Las Vegas to be in Orlando. Why can't just
makes
move
a lot
in?
More sense for Orlando to be in Orlando. We just
obviously
move it somewhere else.
After they nuke Las Vegas, it becomes. Did I say Las Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. What am I talking about?
Becomes
a Fallout New Vegas after that.
Anyways.
To make a Fallout New Vegas.
Keep
movie.
In mind, this whole time, there's like 60 minutes left when they crack open the vault. And they're like, okay.
Probably like 30.
Yeah, there's. I think there's like 27 minutes left or something like that. Exactly.
It takes them a whole hour to get downstairs.
Yeah, and I don't know. So they got the money, and I don't know. I guess the elevator opens as soon as this chick, as Dave Bautista's side chick, is like, "Why do you think I came here? Not for the money, you dumbass. I love you."
Yeah.
3 minutes later. Elevator opens. The Zambies are pissed off, and they're in the elevator, and
they twist her head around like she's a Lego
straight figure. 360. No, 180. God, fucking math. 180. Her head is just straight turned around,
and then just a bone pops out right here.
Wait, really?
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Her face. I wasn't really focusing on it because I'm like, that's disturbing.
Also, I kind of saw it coming. The face is very awkward. It was just straight.
I think my focus was on her neck because I'm like, wow, that looks like that is turned around.
Bro,
no fixing that.
You want to talk about Black Air Force activity? Her head was completely turned around and she was unfazed. She was like, all right. I'm going to die, I guess.
I am dead. Anyways. So that happens and Dave Bautista's just like, whoa.
Whoa, you murdered my dead. Side chick.
So they kill a lot of them. I guess they're rushing to get the rest of the money bags up, which they don't even end up escaping with, like, half of it.
No, the only guy really... Yeah, none of them get any money.
None of it. I'm pretty sure...
I would put some in my pockets. Stuffs,
like, a couple... He stuffs a couple bands into his, like, pockets. And
yeah,
like,
he was... Here you go. They opened, I think... They had a first cart in a different room that they're like, whoa, I've never had this much money in my life. And they're like, I wonder what the rest is in the vault. So Bautista, as the Chad he is, stuffs a big batch in his chest because his chest can just hold that much. Because his chest is huge.
He stuffs it between the man boobs.
I just, you guys know he was like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's what he was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That his name was Bautista. Like, his last name was just his wrestling name. And he is big and swole.
You want a candy?
What are we going on?
Can you hand me a Milky Way?
Oh, why do you like Milky Ways? I'm more of a Snickers man.
Got it.
Is there another Milky Way?
Okay. While y'all are eating, I'm just going to talk.
Half of this is probably going to be cut out.
Now we're doing ASMR.
Now we do it live.
All right. So whenever you first met, like, what was Lily's nickname, one with the white hair?
That probably sounds awful.
What?
Huh?
You remember Lily? One with, like, the white hair that's, like, short? They had, like, a nickname for her. Like, the White Panther or something. Or
what are we talking about? The movie?
Yes, the movie.
What?
I'm wondering what else we're talking about.
Sorry, it's media mix. I can't tell half the time what we're talking about.
All right, let me just
Nobody had white hair. Are you talking about the coyote?
No, she's a human. Like, could we, what?
Are you talking about it's a zombie?
The white coat. What? Yeah, it was the white coyote was like her nickname. It was the girl that like brought people in.
Did she have white hair?
Yes.
What?
Oh.
I thought she had blonde hair.
Oh, whatever. White blonde, same difference.
What a forgettable character that was. God, I
apparently.
She was cool. And she was alive for most of it.
Yes, and she like let everybody in. She's the reason why Kate went inside. Because she let, like, her friend go in. Because
she was the one that was taking people in and out for whatever
like, Kate, like,
reason.
Punched Lily, and then later on, Lily was just, like, cool with Kate. Like, if someone punched me, I'll never be cool with them. Sorry.
Sorry, Alex. We're not talking about your
issues.
Why did
you let my friend in?
All right.
Because she asked.
She looked
at now she's gone! It happens. It's all your fault! Like, she knew the risks. She has kids! Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick, you gotta stop. We don't want to get copyrighted here. That was like frame for frame right there. Anyways.
Sorry, I was reading like, the source material straight from the script.
She kind of gave me Katniss Everdeen vibes.
I didn't like her.
Hunger Games.
I did not like
She's
her.
Very
She has awkward. Very wide eyes.
Her character changed throughout the movie. At first, she was like very like standoffish, kind of. And then,
yeah, she the beginning vibe I got from her was like she might be kind of badass. She runs her own way.
Everdeen.
And then halfway through the movie, she's just bitchy bitch.
What do you mean,
Katniss Everdeen? I'm just saying.
I think she's just like
misunderstood, and they could have done so many things with her, but they didn't.
Like, yeah,
they introduce her, right? She's sitting at the fire, and then when the ladies go over there and they want to, like, go into the city, they wake her up, and she just immediately points a gun, and they're like, I've seen some shit. Don't fuck with me. Like, what did she see?
Does she, like, sleep in Las Vegas?
What is her story? Like, they never tell her story. No, so she's a coyote who takes people into Vegas.
Maybe, like, Army of the Dead 2 will explain her backstory.
If there is an Army of the Dead 2, she will probably be the grizzled veteran zombie killer, even though she didn't do jack shit in this movie. But, you know, she's the only living one.
Do you think, like, Kate will avenge her dad, even though she hates him?
How would she avenge him?
Killing more zombies.
There are no.
If I kill more, that's technically.
There are no more zombies anymore.
What? Actually.
Actually, we didn't get to that part yet.
Remember Van, the dude with the buzzsaw?
The other.
You thought I was going to say something else. Haha. Yeah, the buzzsaw.
The other saw? The other buzzsaw.
Yeah.
The actual badass character. Yeah. The character that I liked.
Me too. He's
a likable guy. I mean, who doesn't like sawing things in half in a zombie movie?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would.
Yeah. Bro, this dude gave no fucks. He actually just went, like, I'm gonna one-on-one fist fight the apex. I got this. Like, he got his ass whipped, but even though he tried, bro, mad respect for that guy.
That is true. That was a pretty badass scene. It could have been even more badass if he actually maybe got a few punches in.
He did. He got a couple punches in.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah, it didn't. But he still landed a hit.
So
I'm proud of my boy.
So all that's left is him and the fucking. I don't know their names at all.
What did they look like?
Just abridge it.
Well, it was the guy who cracked open the safe and
the German boy.
Yeah, the German guy.
We'll just call him Nick.
The pussy.
I'll call him the Nutcracker. Nutcracker.
Nick's German.
We'll call him the editor. I don't know why I did that.
Nick's not even paying attention when we're talking about him.
He shouldn't be. He's doing his homework.
Actually, he's on TikTok.
I wasn't.
Are you really?
German guy cracks nuts, and then nuts when he cracks nuts.
Okay.
Huh?
So we have the German boy.
Yeah, so they're both down there. They're, like, getting the rest of the money, I guess. I don't know why they're even still down there. So the elevator, obviously, the zombies are on top of it. They're breaking down into it. They break down into it. They're like, oh, fuck, because it's just a very narrow hallway, and they have to get basically up to the elevator to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So they start killing zombies, and the apex comes down, and for whatever reason, he now has a steel headpiece. They never show
where did
him,
that come from?
Never show him getting that, but he just has it now, because why not?
Because he's mad.
Because he's super
smart. Because his girlfriend's dead.
So we can't just say, oh, why do the characters have such bad aim? Why don't they just shoot him in the head? Now he has a silver piece on his head, so they can't shoot him.
If I was a zombie, I would have, like, got that first thing, like, right on the back. Just give me, like, a helmet.
I don't think the other ones are very smart. I think only the Alpha is, because plot.
Well, then why did the Alpha just give his friends helmets?
Because movie.
All these guys.
That really is.
Why didn't he just give his girlfriend a helmet? Because he loves her.
Apparently, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's like the equivalent
he should have
of
given
putting
her a fucking
bag on her.
Brace.
He should have just locked her up so nothing happened to her.
That's like the she
off. Stay home. You have baby.
Rapunzel, going up in that tower.
Stay in your
no,
tower.
Are you?
Do you give birth to baby?
She'd be mad because first of all, it's not fashionable, and second of all, it's like putting a bag on her head. So she'd be like, "Why don't you love me for who I am?"
Well, she's a zombie. Who cares?
It'd be like
being stupid, Nick. I'm being stupid. I'm being the stereotypical woman. Even though it's not real.
Talking about, like, the safe area there, when they first get there, like, the booby traps are delayed. Like, whenever, like, the guy, like, the zombie steps on, like, the last one, he just turns around and then it smashes him.
Yeah.
Kid just walked right through.
Yeah. And then, like, the wall of machine guns. There were no machine guns at, like, the shin to ankle level. You could have just lied down.
What if you were, like, short, like a dwarf?
Also, to be fair,
you're at a more advantage.
To play devil's advocate, Maybe they wanted you to walk through, and it would close off, so it would trap you in there.
And then the police would come get you.
Yes. I don't think they wanted... it's not legal to smush someone.
No, because the wall opens up again. Like, it smushes, and then it opens. Yeah, that's how they get through. Because if it just smushed, then, like, they'd be like, oh, fuck, I just can't get in.
There's a lot of plot
holes. It's not illegal if they don't find a body.
It smushed him so it could look cool when it reopens.
That was pretty cool, though.
They had it all, like, stretch out, and it was all gooey and stuff.
But no, back to the...
Real quick, sorry. I have one more thing about that safe area. Did they only bring one bag to carry all that money?
No, they had multiple bags, and they're like, they didn't bring enough bags.
They did not bring enough bags.
Probably not enough, but they had bags.
Were they expecting to take trips? Like, they knew it was going to be zombies. Like, I don't even know what I do. Just bring huge duffels and just throw that shit
in. I'm sure they had more off screen.
They had like a little backpack.
I feel like those bags have been a lot heavier than they were portrayed in that movie. Like, one of those bags would probably weigh like 150 pounds. Well,
the way the characters were handling up in
there. Xavier, come deadlift these bags. Probably not 150, but probably 100 pounds, probably.
Well, they weren't like carrying multiple of them, because one of the characters had it like strapped on his back like a backpack.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that's
they only totally cared not like, one work. At a time.
Hmm. They only cared one at a time, except for Dave Bautista, because he's
unit. An ultimate Chad.
Giga Chad.
Giga Chad. Yeah. Ultimate Chad. Anyways.
Back to that stupid helmet that the Apex was wearing.
It's bulletproof. You can't shoot him. Dude. Doesn't die.
Like, people, all of them have cracked aim the entire movie. They just hit headshots.
They're stormtroopers.
Like, hipfire, like, boom, like, 12 zombie headshots. But, like, when it comes to the Apex, they can't hit him for shit. He has, like, dude, he has eye holes that, like, are the size of, like, a luchador mask. Like, bro, shoot him in his eye sockets or something.
There were points in this movie where I'm like, okay, some of the characters don't have experience with guns. Some of them do. They all had... When they were using them, it seemed like they all had the same amount of experience. There were scenes where, like...
Except for, like, that German guy. Yeah. Like
Bautista, right? Like, okay, yeah. The German guy had none. Like,
he had to shoot a couple.
He sucked with it. That was done correctly, but...
He was like, I only shot him three
Bautista,
times.
He was, like, a military guy. He was a military guy. I mean, I don't know what he was from. I'm assuming Army, I guess. But...
The Navy.
And if you're in the military, you'd know that you don't just spray bullets. You're taught in the military to not do that. You maintain your ammo, so you put it on semi-automatic, and you use one bullet at a time. Bullet pop, brain explode, bullet,
movie.
Movie and then tactics.
Fuck. You got me there, fam.
I'm pretty sure even if I was, like, a trained army guy and I was sent out to fight zombies, I'd just be like, no. I'm not going to do controlled bursts. I'm just going to hold down the trigger.
That I mean, there were scenes where it's like you had to. Anyways. Yeah.
I think we talked about the movie enough.
Well, let's just get to the end. Let's speed run this movie.
Speed run review time, I guess.
So what happened? So Alpha Zombie can't die because... Bullets don't penetrate
bulletproof helmet.
So Swole Guy is like, we're out of ammo. Fuck it. Let's just tussle it out. Gets his ass completely kicked. So the German guy, he gets like thrown into the safe or whatever.
Yeah.
And the German guy's like, I'll just risk my life, so I'll close the safe.
He dies off screen, so he's still alive.
He shows up in Army of the Dead too. Actually, he was like a trained professional.
Honestly, knowing how this movie turns out, it would not surprise me if he did.
If he lived?
Yeah, if he lived. Because they just... If they're going to make a second one, they're going to be trying to bring back as many people as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And that is very limited because there's like two survivors.
They did show a lot of like on-screen deaths.
How would he survive? He like got away from the...
Like I said, he was secretly professional, like trained man, and like... I don't know what's the proper word.
No, he ducked, and covered, under a desk and survived the nuke.
Like, I don't know. They probably show some like bullshit scene where the alpha's like... And then he just, like, kind of licks him, and then just they all go away, and he's like, what the fuck?
Why didn't they just dig a, like, underground tunnel to the safe?
They don't have time for that.
They gotta make the movie interesting.
Yeah.
There's so many ways they could have just made it a lot easier. Flying over or digging under. No.
Wait, okay. Which, to be fair, we could get back to that point at the end. Because of what happens to a certain character.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could say he's locked in the vault. I mean, let's just.
So after the locking the vault, right, they're getting on the helicopter. Dave Bautista saves his daughter, and they're on the roof waiting for the helicopter. Helicopter comes back, right? And they're about to get on, and the Apex shows up, and he's like, final showdown. So they're fighting on the rooftop, and then they get on the helicopter.
Well, what happened, they all get on the helicopter. The
Apex jumps into the helicopter and starts like...
Well, that before that, the white-haired girl. You keep reading about the forgettable character. She's like, just go, which I don't really understand. I guess she's just like, I guess I'm dead then.
She's going to jump on the helicopter, maybe.
I guess.
Just waiting until they're far enough where she can get on,
I mean, like...
But then she got bored.
He still has the thing on, so he's bulletproof, so they can't just shoot him.
He's going to pull a Captain America.
And then he has a giant piece of rhubarb or whatever the hell. Rhubarb?
And
he Boromirs her. He impales her.
Yeah, he fucking just tosses that shit.
She's like Olaf from Frozen on the wall. She's like,
well, I've been impaled.
Oh, I just said that.
Yeah.
I said it first. Funny. Woman moment.
Hey! Listen.
I'm sorry. All credit goes to the funny person in this group.
This one, right?
I forgot Jack's not here.
That's a lie.
I'm the funniest person. Both dropped.
Let's get this over with.
Yes. Anyway.
So basically, then there's the helicopter... Okay, zombie's on the helicopter.
You want me to?
He's juggling the gun with zombie, and he shoots the pilot. So now they're gonna crash, probably.
Can we just talk about how stupid that was?
That was pretty stupid.
They're struggling, and the man with military training just randomly fires a shot that isn't gonna shoot the zombie at all. He just randomly fires a shot, and it hits her in the. I thought he straight up killed her.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Because all the blood is falling.
Ending very quickly.
I don't think in real life that much blood would splatter. From your shoulder? I don't.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think maybe like a couple drops.
Yeah.
But no, it was like a whole windshield was just painted red.
It was like you just got shot through the head.
And if like the blood, like, it was open on like her front side, the bullet would have came through and like hit like. The glass, I don't ever remember
seeing it hit. I mean, it's probably the glass.
Like bulletproof or something.
Or is her shoulder bulletproof?
Obviously not, because she got.
Obviously not, because blood.
Her skin. It would have like, bounced off. Her shoulder bone probably was like. So the bullet's just like in her shoulder.
I mean, it could have just gone straight through, just not hit any of the bones.
Also, I guess we forgot to mention what happened to the daughter.
The daughter. What do you mean? What happened to the daughter?
What happened to Kate?
Because we just left it off where she just disappeared.
Oh, she found her
friend. She went to go save her friend. Dad go after daughter at hotel, and then they go on hotel roof, and they go on helicopter, and then Apex go on helicopter.
Now where we are.
And now they fight on helicopter.
So the zombie's just struggling. The two people in the front do absolutely butt-fuck nothing about it. I'm pretty sure... The scriptwriter just completely forgot about the extra friend that they saved.
Yeah, where were they? What the fuck? Where were they?
They were in the front of the helicopter, never to be seen again.
That's so funny.
Because eventually...
There was no reason for them going in here. It was all for nothing.
I guess... I don't know what happens to the alpha male steel mask. I guess it falls off or gets ripped off his head or something, and he bites the main character Bautista. He like bites a big chunk in his shoulder, and then
Kate, best girl, shoots Apex in the head.
No, he does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't really.
Yeah,
remember
she's
what
not
happened.
Best girl. She sucks.
She just kind of stood back and let it happen.
She watched her father die.
Pretty much. And then as they're flying out of the city, you see the nuke go by and the reflection. The nuke goes off, and obviously them being in a helicopter, like, 100 miles out of the city, the wind blowback from the explosion hits them, and then they crash in the middle of the desert.
And then they have that scene that we talked about earlier, where it's like,
daughter, we're going to open up a tofu... Tofu sushi truck.
Tofu cheesecake.
But I'm going to turn into a zombie.
That is grilled cheese.
So you got tofu grilled cheese.
He's looking at a lot of things.
So you got to shoot me in the head.
I think Batista's just hungry.
Honestly. Yeah, they didn't eat at all in that movie.
He was just flipping burgers at the beginning.
You guys remember, that does make you kind of hungry. The Mitchells versus the Machines, where one of the flaws was like, he gave an analogy about his favorite rib joint during a eulogy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie, but it sounds kind of funny.
It's a pretty funny movie. But,
so they crash.
Kate shoots him in the head.
Okay, slowly roll there, daddy.
I thought we were speed running.
So, we were until I said no.
Okay.
It's all to Zach. Didn't you get the memo?
So we're at the part, it crashed, the daughter's like, oh, what happened?
Father.
And she looks at the pilot, and the pilot, I guess, is dead.
Yeah.
And
took her long enough.
Nothing really showed to why. I mean, it could have just showed, like, her head decapitated or something, but now she's just kind of there, lying there. Other friend, never seen at all. They don't even mention it. They don't see any parts of her. You don't see her at all.
Was she on the helicopter?
She was on the helicopter.
Are you sure?
She was in the passenger seat.
Are you 100% sure?
I am 102% sure.
Maybe she got incinerated from the nuclear blast.
I guess she just was dead and they just cut it out of the film.
Maybe she got fired after that.
And so she's like, oh my God, daddy. And she like goes to her dad and... and then, you know, they have a little heartfelt moment. You know, she knows he's dying, and so does he.
Hmm.
And before he dies, he actually takes the chunk of money out. He's like, I know it's not, like, $1 billion or whatever the hell is in the vault, but, like, here, you can at least get those kids. He said get those kids out of the camp.
They're already dead.
I thought they were out of the camp because they were already, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
So...
If they're still at the camp, they are no longer at camp because camp gone.
Yeah.
Camp gone. It's
maybe they're at another camp. Blown up. I'm sure it was said, and I just did not care because I was not invested at that point. So obviously he dies. She's like, no. And then he starts to turn, and she like shoots him and tosses the gun away, and she's like, oh my God, what did I do?
The reaction to how, like, she killed her father.
It was very sad, and I was just like, I don't know. It was sad. What was more sad to me wasn't that, like, oh my God, our father's dying, that's so sad. I'm just like, no more Batista. What time are we at, Nick?
You're at 1:15.
We also started.
Fucking Christ.
No, we also started it, and then we didn't actually start until later.
You started at 5 minutes.
It was later.
There's gonna be a lot of cutting in this.
Review time.
Or just not editing.
Okay. We'll go Zach, me, Alex.
You might just drop it.
Unfortunately, that may be the way it is for these next few ones, just because I don't have
just
a lot
to get
of
them
time.
Out.
Fair enough.
You know, we did those movies and shows because they were what's
part,
out
right?
and what's new, and now we're gonna post them. It's not gonna be what's out and what's new. It's gonna be what's old.
Honestly, we just gotta just post them. Post them raw.
Yeah, I know.
Should we just get to our ending thoughts on it?
Yeah. So what did you think?
Wasn't this whole podcast our thoughts?
What did I think?
Yeah. Let's just give a number because we explain.
Give
our
a number.
Give a number. What did you think?
Oh, goodness. I'm really not sure. I don't want to base it off of your guys' answers, but the same
How about
time
we all say them at the same
time?
How
about we all write down our phones
no,
and
no, no,
then
no,
show
no.
the
we'll,
audience?
We'll say them at the same
time. We're not going to say them at the same time. It's
we'll say them at the same time.
No, we're not. I'll just give mine. I'm going to give it like a 6.
6.5.
4.
Okay, fair.
Six and a half? What are you, dumb?
You just pick a number.
I don't know. I think giving it a six
Fine.
Is
five actually... and a half. That's my final offer.
Stop giving it a half!
Because the average of the original one is 5.5, so we're staying there.
Four. Take it or leave it. Just kidding. Okay. Six and a half.
What's the average?
5.5. 5.5.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, just, Batista.
This movie to pieces.
I love you as a person and as an actor. You're not that bad, but you just can't have the lead role. I just don't think it's possible.
I think he could be a lead role. It's just not in, like...
Depending on the script, like the writer that he's...
Read the script before you go in.
I mean, he might have read the synopsis, which the synopsis wasn't that synopsis. Bad. Our synopsis. But,
synopsis was good. Execution bad.
Yeah, it was a little cheesy. I mean, it was a fun flick, though. I didn't...
Like, it was a good one-time watch.
It wasn't like something if it was... I feel like it would have been better if it was in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. It just, like, I didn't feel depressed while, like, coming out. I'm like, I wish I never spent money on this movie. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I'm never going to watch it again, but it was like, whatever, I don't regret it. So, good job, Zack Schneider.
Well,
good job, Zack Schneider, 5.5.
What is his name? It is Schneider.
Zack Snyder. Snyder.
S-N-Y-D.
Snyder.
S-N-Y-D-E-R.
It's not my last name.
I know, I said your last name. No, I didn't.
It's actually Nick Schneider that, like, produced and directed it.
Yeah. Producer, all right, outro time, actor, anyway. Marketer, all right,
thank you for watching our video. We'll hopefully be posting it weekly again. Yes,
click
and
bell
subscribe.
Icon.
Put on
or not.
The notifications. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
If you like this episode, leave a like. I don't know why you did. If you didn't, please go watch a different video. This was a mess.
No, it'll be fun.
But again, Media Mix signing off. Thanks for watching.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.